Okay, the way it works is like this. Is the in the banks, they have a foreign exchange, what do they call it, trading desks or dealing desks. So they've got a whole department. Now, in the financial, in the various sections of the bank, they have analysts. They've got huge teams of analysts, economists and analysts. The analysts will go out and they'll do research on what is happening in the environment, what the fundamentals. They will integrate what's happening on a short-term fundamental basis. They will take into consideration the short-term fundamentals that are the present-day fundamentals, the news releases that took place yesterday or previously in the week, and the news releases that will take place today and tomorrow and later on in the week. And they will take into consider all of these facts. So they will look at the microeconomics as well as the macroeconomic picture. And what they do is they compile the information into an easily readable format for the trading desk, for the bonds desk, the equities desk, the fixed incomes market, the FX market, and then so they will combine that information, they will put that information, assemble it, and they will give it to the various desks. So some of it will lean more towards FX, and so the FX analysts will customize the information and send that information off to the FX desk. And to the traders and to the dealers. So they'll give you a microeconomic viewpoint as well as a macroeconomic viewpoint. Furthermore, they will also provide them with some technical analysis, which we'll view later. But what the trading desk will do is this, is there are two core aspects of the FX department. Of course, you have private banking, which private banking is individual private banking clients who hold their assets with the bank, and their assets are diversified maybe into various regions, into various investment vehicles in a nice balanced portfolio. Then you also have the institutional clients or the investment banking clients, and investment banking are structured funds, structured products, structured investment vehicles, and teams of people that go out and they determine how much of what investment or instrument that they want to purchase and assemble into a package or a fund that will be suitable for their private clients and for other investment clients. So in the investment bank, of course, you're going to have so let's break it down into the trading desks. Now, you've got internally, you will have proprietary traders. Now, the traders will be given assets by the bank, maybe $500 million, $1 billion to trade for the bank. Maybe in some cases, these banks, they'll often start them out with, maybe $30, $50 million to see how they do. So you have proprietary traders whose intention it is to trade money in the FX market to make money for the bank. That's the idea, is to go into the foreign exchange market and suck money out of the accounts of other traders in the bank. So the proprietary traders, they will be FX traders, and it is their sole intention to extract money out of the FX market by making trades similar to how we trade, using a combination of technical analysis and the fundamental aspects. That's proprietary trading. Now, the dealing desk, so the proprietary traders will go to the dealing desk to make their deals. They'll either do it online or by phone, and they'll have a multitude of bank feeds that they can choose from. So, the dealing desks, these are foreign exchange dealers. So the dealer will have a private client, and the dealer will have private clients. Let's say they may have a private client that's a hedge fund. They may have a private client that's just an individual trader who's trading for themselves. They may have a private client that's an institution who needs to exchange considerable considerable make moves from one currency to another to make a transaction, like a business transaction, whether it's speculative or not, just to make a simple transaction. So what they do is this, is these reports, these bank reports, will be sent out to the private clients who deal in FX, to the proprietary traders, to the corporate traders who are making FX transactions. These reports will be sent out to them to give them a microeconomic view as well as a macro economic view. Now, let's relate this to what we discussed earlier in terms of interpreting the data and making FX transactions as it relates to the view of the banks and the analysts in the FX market and the actual, which is an indication of the global financial markets, because the research reports that come out of this bank are fairly consistent with the research reports that are going to come out of the other major financial institutions.